be like that.
Off the handle, Viv. My own safety means nothing, but the innocent must be protected.
Right. Andrea?
Yes?
Do you think ants go to discos?
Vivian, it is proved that ants are highly intelligent with a well-ordered society. The last thing they go to would be discos.
Well, why's that one wearing the silver boob tube, then?
Simple, Vivian.
What?
You're talking crap.
You'd have to get up pretty early in the morning to catch you out, Michael.
You'd have to stay up all night.
Got him, Port. Term only finished 4 hours ago and already I'm bored.
Do whatever you want!
What's all the excitement, Rick? Has education finally been cut altogether? That's the only reason I voted Tory.
We're on holiday! I finished my last exam and the summer term is over!
Over? I didn't even know it started.
Oh, yes, Michael, that's right. Your tutor asked me to tell you that if you don't turn up again next year, then he and the dean might have to seriously reconsider your grant.
Oh, well, you can tell my tutor I've still got the photographs of him and the dean. I'll ask for one of those PhDs next year.
Ah, summer holidays. 12 weeks with nothing to do, and the sun's shining already. Hey, doesn't it remind you of when you were little, and you used to sit in the garden in only your underpants? You used to put loads and loads of fruit down them and pretend to be pirates. Yeah, and then when your mummy and daddy went back, you used to take off all your clothes and pretend to be snakes by wiggling about in the sandpit. Oh, great, here comes Neil.
It was terrible. I sat in the big hall and put my packet of polos on the desk, and my spare pencil and my support gonk, and my chewing gum, and my extra pen, and my extra polos and my lucky gonk, and my pencil sharpener shaped like a cream cracker, and 3 more gonks with a packet of polos each, and lead for my retractable pencil, and my retractable pencil, and spare lead for my retractable pencil, and chewing gum, and pencils and pens and more gonks. And the guy said, stop writing, please.
You really must tell me that story again sometime.
Neil, you've got the intelligence of an ant.
Has it? Neil? You've got a discount.
Did you know that humans can actually build bridges?
Really? How do I get them into the disco?
Things about summer is tea on the lawn. Unless, of course, you're an ant. In which case, it's a real bottomer.
No, it's a bummer. Summer is a bummer.
Oh, God, Neil, you're such a killjoy, aren't you? Hey, everyone, I bet I know what Neil writes in public lavatories. Look out, killjoy was here.
Oh, yeah, that's a really good idea. Yeah, let's all bring Neil down. Yeah, that'd relieve the boredom.
Would it? Okay.
Shut up, Neil, you ugly poo-faced git.
Your turn, Michael.
Thanks, Pip. All right, what's ugly, smelly and boring and is standing in front of me called Neil?
Me.
Perfectly correct.
You all really hate me, don't you?
Yeah.
Yes, we do, Neil. That is when we can remember who you are. Thingamajig.
clothes, Neil.
I think I'd better just go upstairs and lie down for a bit, eh?
God, I hate him. He's a drip, he's a sneak, and he's a bloody eavesdropper.
I heard that, Rick.
Shut your face, saucepan. Tits, can't you say I'm busy? Darren, stop that!
Yes, your father's right, dear. Don't put your tongue in Rover's ear. It's very unhygienic.
I want to see what his brains taste like.
She's too busy with her voodoo.
Hey, can I go for a walk?
I shouldn't think so, Darren. I've just nailed your feet to the floor off the roof. Sake, Rosemary, tell your mother to keep that stupid bird quiet. First, you're on the way, let's stick both of them in the home and have done with it. Oh! You've been putting the food, you stupid bitch!
I don't know who said you could use my room. Actually, I've got a pretty good idea.
Yeah, I've got a pretty good idea, too!
Roger, Dad! Nice to hear, isn't it? Yes, yeah, all right. Good early
handling. Even mindless violence seems boring today. Well,
no more
threats, no more bloody anything at all.
Where's Vivian?
Well, he said he was going inside to water his plant. Strange that such a ruthless and sadistic maniac as Vivian should care for a begonia. Must have had it 2 years now.
And it was dead when he got it.
Still, give him his credit, he's watered it every day.
Only because he can't be bothered to go upstairs to the lavatory.
Bored, 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 bored.
Play a game?
Oh,
Bore! Now, come on, Doc. What about Botticelli, where you have to guess the identity of the famous person?
What about Jelly Botti, where you have to eat 18 curries?
Now, come on, come on. Let's play Botticelli. Come on, I'll start. I'm A.
What?
Now, I'm A.
Banana? You're a banana.
No, you don't understand.
A moron?
No, you've got it wrong. My name begins with the letter A.
Well, you mean Rick isn't your real name?
Yes, of course it's my real name.
But it begins with an A.
No, because it doesn't begin with an A. It wouldn't be Rick if it began with an A, would it?
It could be a silent A.
No. He spells it with a silent P.
What? Oh, yes. See, Vivian, yes. Very funny. It must be at least 5 minutes since you made that joke, I don't think. And, while we're on the subject, don't think I don't know exactly who drew that thingamajig on the back of my curriculum vitae.
Well, I'd like to know what your hobbies are, Rick.
Yes, well, Vivian, all I can say is tiny things please tiny minds.
Yeah, and with a thing that tiny, you're going to be hard-put to please anything.
Oh. Well, listen, Vivian, it's not how small it is, it's what you do with it that counts. Look, can we get on with the game, please? The conversation's getting rather tedious.
I was just beginning to enjoy myself.
Look. I'll give you an example, right? Now! I think of a famous person, right? Say Neil Armstrong. And then I give you the first letter of their second name. In this case, A. And then you have to guess who I am, right?
Yeah, all right, I'll get it. All right, let me have a try. Hang on. Are you Neil Armstrong?
No. Well, I mean, yes, I am. But you're not allowed to ask me directly, you see? You have to say something like, were you the first man on the moon?
Were you the first man on the moon?
Good. Now, supposing I don't know who you're talking about...
Neil Armstrong.
Yes. But supposing I didn't know that...
You'd be pretty stupid. I already told you 3 times.
But say I'd forgotten, then you get to ask me if I'm a man or a woman.
Herbert.
Oh, look, this is getting stupid. Look, stop again. I'm S.
S. Were you the first man on the moon? Are you a 12th century druid and political activist?
Ooh, yes, I know this one. That's on the tip of my tongue. Oh, no, it's no good. You have to tell me, Michael.
Ken Smith,
of course.
Okay, are you dead or alive?
Wait a minute. A 12th century druid and political activist, Ken Smith.
You sure, Michael?
So I'm sure. I only made it up just now.
Oh, honestly, people! Are we going to play this game properly or...
I've got one. Do you make an enormous amount of money by sticking your fist up a duck's bottom?
Now, I'm not Keith Harris. Anyway, you've been with me, stop it. Wait. Do you give up?
If we give up, can we stop playing this stupid, boring game?
Yes, of course you can.
We give up.
And I'm the winner and I'm the best person in the house?
Yes.
Right. I'll tell you then. I was Paul Squires!
Just play cricket.
Yep, you're the stumps.
Thanks, Mike. I'm the what?
Shut up, you nerdy.
Surprise.
All right, what's a hippie worth? Six?
Six? It would have been six if you killed him, Michael. That's what it's two.
Fair enough.
I don't want to play this game anymore.
Rick, shut up. Hold up, Mike.
Nice one, Bib. Time for tea. You win.
And what's my prize?
Oh, the ashes, of course. All you've got to do is burn the stumps and they're yours.
Right.
Well, the shot,
really, Dale.
Come on, you've got to deliver your 6 points
on your cricket match.
Shut up, Rick. No one's on fire. Neil, it's very rare that you interest me, but today you have. Why do you keep coming in here carrying a cake and saying surprise?
It's my birthday.
Now, you knew that anyway, and we don't care, so where's the surprise?
Well, I baked the cake.
A cake. Can a cake dance? Can a cake get you drunk? Will a cake let you put your hand up his jumper?
I don't know, Mike, but it's a cake and I've baked it and we're having a party and you're all invited because you're my friend. Well, at least you pretend to be my... Well, you don't even pretend to be my friend. In fact, you all hate me. In fact, if I was in hospital, right, dying, you wouldn't even bother to come and visit me, would you? Because you all hate me so much. Just like my mother. In fact, everybody hates me, right? But anyway, we're having a party, and you're all here anyway, so you might as well enjoy yourselves, right?
Stop that! Stop it now! Go on, rub it off! Oh, now look what you've done! Quick, get the picture back before Elephant Head comes on and starts singing! Oh, too late!
Having a good time?
Yeah, great.
Great. I'm glad you could make it to my party.
Well, thanks for inviting me, Neil. I've rarely got a chance to go out these days.
Yeah, great. Excuse me, I'll just have to go and circulate. Catch you later, okay? Hi, Mike. It's going well, isn't it? You know, I was really worried before. You know how worried you get before a party, you know, like, you know, is everyone going to turn up and everything? You know, this is great, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, just about everyone I invited is here.
Neil, where's the booze?
Yeah, hippie, where's the bloody lager?
I was drinking something from me, and the girl just looked straight through me. So I had a pint of ork. And now she's going to screw me.
Well, what about baby shop? One glass of that and I'm anybody's.
Then it's a bit of a pity that absolutely nobody wants you then, isn't it?
Rick, shut up. Or I'll tell everybody in this room that you've got an iron-on cartoon worm on the front of your wife front that says, girl, bait.
Have you been going through my wife front, have you, Vivian? I suppose you fancy me, is that it?
Yes! As a matter of fact, I do, Rick. I really, really fancy you. And I want to give you a big, girly kiss on the bottom.
Oh, Mike, Vivian's got all funny. No, he said he wants to kiss my bottom.
Oh, did I say kiss you on the bottom? Oh, beg my pardon. I meant to say stick a pickaxe through your spinal column.
Oh, my party's having a row.
Yeah. No booze, you see, Neil. Temper's frayed.
Yeah. I'm very sober and very, very bored.
Oh, wait, wait. I know. TV time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
come on,
they're doing closing down. It's only
9:30. That's BBC One, Rick.
Oh, God. Not this band again. They're always on. Crap. What about some Hawkwind or Marillion?
Yeah, shut up, you fascist Tories. No one tells me what time to go to bed.
Go to bed, Spotty.
Yeah, that's better.
Turn it off, Neil.
No, this is really good, this, Mike. Oh, Vivian. I was just getting into that.
I'm bored and deserve to die. This is the end. Armageddon. No future. Bastard.
Well, thank goodness I haven't got to stay here all summer with you ghastly so-and-sos. I can't wait to get home.
Oh, sorry, Rick. Yeah, I forgot to tell you. You had a phone call this morning.
Did I? Oh, it's probably for money, wanting to know what time Jane I'll be getting. Honestly, she gets so overexcited when she hears I'm coming home. She's probably started making scrummy shepherd's pies already.
Actually, Rick, I don't think she'll be making any more shepherd's pies.
And Daddy, I mean, all right, so he's an old square. And maybe he does vote Tory, but he's got where he is today by hard slog. And he's got to put tax concessions first. Daddy's just going to be chuffed a bit when he hears about my exam results. Touch wood. God, we argue about politics and things all the time. Did he ask about my exams?
I don't think so, Rick. Well, he wouldn't be able to, really.
I wonder if they've redecorated my bedroom. Because they're always on about wanting to do it, but I'll never let them do it.
Rick, your parents died this morning.
I mean, I suppose it's a bit childish to have aeroplanes on your wallpaper. But, I mean, they are blue, you know, and I am a boy. At least I was the last time I looked. My parents are dead.
So I guess you'll be spending summer here, like the rest of us.
I can't believe it. My parents are dead.
You think that's bad?
Yes, I do, actually. What did you piss face?
Shut up. You're ruining my holiday.
Ruining your holiday? What about my holiday? Both my parents are dead. The selfish bastards! I'm going to spend the whole summer with them.
Shut up, Rick, right? Shut up and listen, right? Just for once, right? Like all the bad things that have happened to you, right? All those things have happened to me before. Twice as badly for twice as long, okay? So shut up.
Oh, shut up yourself!
Both of you, shut up.
Everybody, shut up!
Who are you telling me to shut up?
Yeah, who are you? A cinema commissionaire?
Maybe he thinks he's giant face that!
Jose Feliciano.
Someone with a girl's name anyway.
I look on the bright side, guys. At least the holiday can't get any worse.
Evening, boys!
Oh, no!
Hey, guys, some sod broke your window. That's £18 you owe me.
Go away, Bolotsky! This is a private party!
Ba, 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 blan! Ba, 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 ba. Oh, some sod broke your chair. That's what happens when you have parties. That's another £27 you owe me.
Jersey, do you think you could come back later?
Yeah, like next year.
Mr. Bolotsky, you're the worst landlord we've ever had.
You think I'm the worst landlord you've ever had? Oh, you should see me. Oh, that's so funny.
That was amazing.
Okay, now, we find out all the beautiful items that Jersey hasn't given you, the beautiful Western consumer items, and let us see what you have done with them. Number one, a beautiful television set.
Smashed!
That's £97 you owe me. Number two...
Number two is...
Number Also, one beautiful Afghan carpet that I bought at Topshop.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah, it's got a few bloodstains on it, but...
And some pews.
Is this house a wildlife park? Do we say, I've seen the elephants at Jersey's house? No, we don't. Okay, I'll charge you £2,000 for parking that there. And finally, number three, one beautiful Huntley and Palmer-style fridge.
Oh, no. I never knew I wore a wig.
The bad news is, you owe me £1,400 in back rent, damages, and hire for all your fancy swimwear over the past 17 years. And thus from now, you are all evicted.
Oh, bloody heck!
Hello. Let me introduce myself. I'm God. You didn't expect me to be a woman now, did you?
Welcome to your Jersey Holmes show house. Yes, what a great house it is. And we don't need to use some old actor flying upside down in a helicopter to sell you a Jersey home. The Jersey homes are great. Oh, they're crazy, you know? You get furniture with the emphasis on comedy. It's zany. It's crazy. It's wild. It's the wackiest house on television. Why, if it isn't so, may God strike me dead.
The way that you run and the way that you walk is all body talk. The way you move your head and the way that your lips hold your cigarette. If you're gonna laugh, if you're gonna cry, oh honey, you're giving away with your body talk. Every time you breathe and every time you sneeze, body talk. If you're having a good time, or just plain bored or undecided. If you're thinking of me passionately, I can see by body talk. Can you hear my body talking? Can you hear my body talking? Clear out! My body's shouting! I'm making so much noise in my body!
I'll bloody well make his body talk in a minute.
Complaining about, Rick? You always said you wanted to live on the road.
Thatcher's Britain. Thatcher's bloody Britain. Look at me. I'm young. I'm pretty. I've got 5 O-levels. I'm a good grade as well, considering I didn't do a sod of work because I'm so hard. And look at me now. Homeless, cold and prostitute.
Destitute, Rick.
Oh, glory be and save us, Mike, so we have to mince with words. Anyway, so what? I can sell my body for a few good times if I want. What the hell? Who cares? I'm gorgeous. I am sex. Women want me and they're prepared to pay. So don't you give me your phony morality. It's dog eat cat in this world and you won't find me in a tin of pedigree chum.
You can't be a destitute, Rick.
Why not, Prudy Square?
Well, who'd want to go to bed with you?
Look! Dawn's coming up.
Hi, Dawn.
Hello, boys.
Hi, Dawn.
Hi, boys. Haven't seen you since the end of term. What are you doing sitting in the gutter?
We got slung out of our house by a complete bastard.
Oh, never mind. The results of our vitals are through this morning, so that should cheer you up. I've just been down to the post office to get mine especially early, because I'm such a girly swot. Why? I knew I was going to do brilliantly. And I did. Ciao.
Don't. Hi. You're going to be feeling pretty good about everything. And I was wondering if you fancied, celebrating by letting me show you a really good time.
Obviously for lots of money, you know.
All right.
What?
All right. How much have you got?
Oh, no. I mean, you pay me.
You must be joking.
Look, here comes the postman.
Vivian, why do you keep telling us what's just about to happen next?
Because it's a studio set, Michael. and they can't afford any long shots, you see.
Guten Morgen, meine kleine Freundliche.
Bloody hell, give them a uniform and they think they're Hitler.
What's your exam results? I took the liberty of offering them. I didn't think you'd mind.
Exam results? Great! Sorry, guys, this is my ticket out of the gutter. There's a lot of big bucks these days out there for the right place with a degree in domestic science. That's one thing I will think of. It's certainly put this country back on its feet.
You have come bottom in the whole world.
Hooray!
Who came top out of us?
You did, Neil. Then Mike, then Vivian, then Rick.
You bloody little swat, Neil! You bloody little swat!
I came top out of ours.
Who cares about exams? Who cares about life? Who cares about me? Not me, that's for sure. I just don't care.
I care. I'm used to high and easy living. I know all about dirt. When I was a kid, I had to eat it. And I'm never going back. You hear me?
What?
I said, I'm never going back. Yeah. And I swear now that whatever I do, I'll never be poor or hungry again. Okay, guys, I've got a plan. Now, listen very carefully. Right. You all got that?
Yeah, yeah. We just go... Don't you think, like, you know, robbing a bank is like... Well, it's tantamount to stealing, really.
Yeah, come on, let's do it. White Riot, Stand Down Margaret. I'm a child of the recession. I got hate in my eyes. Ask for me tomorrow and I'll be gone because I'm on a one-way ticket to oblivion and I'm going to raise hell getting there.
Right.
Yeah.
Then let's get in there and do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, you mean now?
I've got the stocks, Michael.
What?
You said we had to have stocks on our heads.
Stockings!
The tights!
Ugh. I'm not putting my head where some hired girlie's bottoms be.
I will.
Doesn't matter anyway. We don't need a disguise. This is a one-off job. All right, take these. Oh. Now, don't ask any questions. Just say I didn't get them at Tesco's, okay?
I didn't get them at Tesco's.
Now, for God's sake, don't go losing your heads and using them, that's all.
Why not, Mike?
Yeah, come on. Robin Hood, bother mine, huh? Those bank clerks didn't have to become bank clerks. They knew the risks when they took the job. Let's just get in there and let them have it.
We can't do that, Rick. If we do that, there's a very slight chance that they'll discover these are water pistols.
Oh, brilliant, Mike!
Right, has everybody got their alibis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Vivian?
It was Rick!
It was Rick.
Rick!
It was me!
What's your alibi, Mike?
I don't need one, Neil. I'm the guy who phones the police. Okay, Bibbs, stay out here with the engine running. And remember, the getaway car is the most essential element in any robbery.
Message received and understood!
Right, this is it! Dog day afternoon! It's completely packed! Why don't they put more staff on?
Yeah. And it'll be really bad, because, like, if we join one queue, then the other queue's bound to start moving really quickly. And then if we join the one that's moving really quickly, then the one we were in the first place will start moving really quickly. And anyway, whichever queue we're in, the guy in front of us is bound to be from the penny arcade across the road, like, cashing up for a whole year with millions of pennies.
All right, Mr. Rio Rubber, the manager will see you.
The solution is simple. All we do is join separate queues. The one who gets to the front first starts the robbery.
Brilliant.
I'll trust the bank account, please.
Good morning, sir.
All you need is a steady job, a lot of cash, and a reference from your bank manager.
Hello. Do you work here?
Yeah, the penny arcade across the road.
Now, I must tell you that I pushed the alarm button and the police will be here at any moment.
Shut up and keep putting the money in the sack.
Fine, of course, yes.
Well, I mean, of course, there's long queues. The bank's only open for about 5 minutes a day. So the only people who can get into them are unemployed people. And what are they doing going to banks when they're not supposed to have any money? That's what I'd like to know.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, sir.
Hello.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, hello.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Shut up.
Excuse me, if you'll forgive me, but this is our good morning window where customers may experience the nice space of the bank. For financial transactions, please try and enter the other windows.
Look, I'm not bloody well queuing up again. All I want to do...
Everyone inside the bank, this is the police. Please be calm. The robbery is taking place. Lie down on the floor and await further instructions. has the place surrounded.
Dirty pigs! They might let me finish my sentence.
Mike, the bank's being robbed. Quick, get down on the floor or you'll get hurt.
Neil, we're doing the robbery.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we've got no choice. We'll carry on with the robbery. If the police won't let us out, we'll shoot the hostage.
Yeah! Let's shoot Neil!
What? Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. I mean, if you think it'll help. I don't mind. I mean, after all, it's only water pistols.
I thought I told you that was our little secret.
Water pistols?
Good morning, sir.
Neil, you've just ruined everything! I didn't even get a chance to shout, hands up! Give me the money!
What?
Bloody hell!
Wait!
There's no time for that now.
My car!
My beautiful, beautiful car!
Oh, no! The pig!
This is it, guys.
I'll see you later.
Oh, yellow chicken.
You've got to forget about your car, Vivian. Start life again without it. After all, you've still got SPG.
I don't think so, Michael. He was asleep on the radiator.
You leader, you little whip.
Look, Vivian, we've got our whole lives ahead of us. It's just that we'll be spending them all in prison.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Young ones, bachelor boys, crazy, mad, wild-eyed, big